Hello and welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. And today I just want to first of all thank you for listening in, for tuning in. If you've been following this podcast for a while, I want to thank you for the support. I want to acknowledge you for being open to be on this frequency and to be open to receive my message, because I know that this message is not for everybody. Definitely not. And I want to acknowledge you. I want to acknowledge you, and I just want to speak gratitude right into your heart and bless you. That's all. Today's episode is going to be very short. And yesterday, if you listen to yesterday's episode, yesterday I talked about the journey through the darkness and back into the light. Finding the golden shadow, finding the circular motion of, I like to say, the universe, the journey through this planet, the journey through the school of life on Earth is circular. So we are living in this plane, on this plane, and we are learning lessons. That's why we're here. And the school of life goes in a circular fashion. That means we go in circles, but if we learn the lessons, we always ascend to the next higher level. So it's an upward spiral, right? It's an upward spiral. And we go from level to level if we learn the lessons. And one of the lessons that I wanted to convey to you yesterday was the lesson of going into the darkness. And I believe that if you have been on the journey of life, and especially if you've been on the spiritual journey, if you've had one level of awakening already, you have probably already been through the darkness as well. And I hope that yesterday's message could convey to you a little bit more insight about how we want to navigate through the dark, right? So we don't only want to go through the dark and stay there, but we want to go through the dark and come out and with the slay dragon, right? So today I want to speak about that a little bit further, because today I've been contemplating. Today, first of all, again, another message for the universe, if I may die tomorrow, is that I love my mother so much. And I want to say, if you have a mother and your mother happens to be your soulmate, your mother happens to be a good person as well, your mother is someone who's there for you, honor your mother. Honor your mother, love your mother, give thanks to your mother, praise and worship your ancestors through loving your mother. And I really mean it. Like, it's not to be dramatic or anything, but if you have a mother that is a beautiful soul, like, love her until there's no end, because I think that's the best thing we can do at this point in this journey on this planet. So with that being said, I also want to dive deeper a little bit into this mother worship, literally, because I like today. Me and my mother, we had the best day. We made brownies. I love brownies so much. I love brownies. Brownies are my favorite sweets. Real nice, chocolatey, fudgy brownies. And that's exactly what we made. Best brownies I've ever eaten in my life. So my mom and me, we made brownies today. And we had this very natural evolution of the conversation, and we've spent like literally the whole day talking. And we talked about everything, and she was an open ear to me, but I was also an open ear to her. And I told her that a part of me died. So let's go back to the journey through the underworld. A part of me died, and I'm at this point in my life, and I really mean it, is that there's no way back. Like, a part of me died, and another part of me awakened. And the part that awakened in me is the savage part, the more balanced part, like the savage, the beast that I found in the underworld, because I had to also become a beast. I had to awaken the beast within me in order to survive in the underworld. And like getting a little out of the metaphor, I love to speak in metaphor. I love to speak in pictures. It's not necessarily only a metaphor, but it is always our mind thinks in pictures. That's why we love stories. And that's why I like to use pictures, but like really to give you a little bit more of a connection to me as a human being on this planet as well. I have been through another level of awakening where I realized that my light was already turned on, but I wasn't quite 100% sure and stable in my light and my power. And now, since I'm going through this next level of being in my cocoon, like literally the past almost 3 months, like 2.5 months, I've literally been more or less only with myself and in this creative process of creating this podcast, going inward, journaling, writing, going through mystery school, like learning deeper on another level with my personal mentors and other programs and coaches and things like that. And I feel like I'm in a cocoon. I feel like I'm shedding another layer of skin. And there, as I said, there's a part of me that died. And the part of me that is dying is definitely the people-pleasing part. The layers and layers and layers, because there are always layers, even though we know or we think we know or we think we have transformed one layer of ourselves, there's always another layer. There's always another layer. There's always another depth, right? So for me, like literally, it is about shedding the skin of being a people pleaser, shedding the skin of playing nice or playing innocent or playing. I am innocent. Like I will go into this another time more, but I've spoken about this too, the innocence of the purity of my spirit. But this being likable, being nice, going along with things, that's especially one very important one for women. This not keeping your boundaries, but breaking your boundaries just to be part of the group or just to play along with a man. Like, oh, if I do this time, it's not gonna be so bad. Whether it be drinking alcohol, whether it be like taking drugs, whether it be eating certain kinds of foods that you actually don't want to eat anymore, or having sex, literally. I have been speaking about prostitution and selling our souls on deeper levels. And even if you think it doesn't apply to you, again, I ask you and I invite you to open yourself up a little bit more, because I believe it applies to all of us in this world. We are kind of we have we are made believe that this is part of the game, that we have to somehow sell a part of ourselves in order to be part of the tribe. And I believe it's deeply ingrained in all of us. So in order to become free and sovereign, we have to look at this part in ourselves. And this is something that I'm deeply transforming at this time, is the level of where was I playing along? Where did I behave like the nice girl just to not be seen as threatening? Threatening, literally threatening. If you see me, that's what I believe, but I have gotten the reflection that people actually see that I look like I look dangerous, even though I don't feel like it. I feel like I have a baby face and I look very nice, but people have seen my aura change. Actually, one of my colleagues in my sales job. Like I asked him like the three words, how he would describe me. And he said like the first two words were like dangerous and threatening, but lovable. And the third one was lovable. So that's good. And that's what I want to talk, like that's just what I want to share. It's not going to be too long of an episode. It's just something for you to think about and contemplate for yourself. So why? Like what happened? What happened? What happened is that I have been giving away my energy. I am a spiritual healer. That's what I am. I'm a spiritual healer. My energy is pure. My aura, my field is healing. It's love. It's unconditional love. It's pure warmth. That's my field. If you're not afraid, because people who have something to hide will be afraid in my presence because I'm shedding light on your darkness. But if you have nothing to hide, you will be rejuvenated through my light. I 100% believe that. And up until this point, I haven't 100% kept my boundaries intact. I gave away myself. I gave away my energy. I gave away my time. I gave away the subtle energy of my beingness. And if I say those things again, it's not only to speak about me. If you're here, I want you to feel if this is also something that resonates with you. Where have you been giving away your pure essence? And that's maybe the difficulty with being a spiritual leader, being someone who's doing their inner purification, their transformation, their inner alchemy, their inner work, their path to enlightenment, their path to purification, however you want to call it. If you've been doing that work, I want to remind you and let you know that your pure existence is the blessing. Your pure presence in a space is your value that you bring. You don't even have to speak. It's just your presence. And because it's so intangible, and we have learned in this world, also depending on where you come from, maybe even really literally talking about the like what part of society you come from. Like if your parents have been workers, factory workers, laborers, like people who work in labor and not necessarily people of like in service position, right? I don't exactly now know like blue collar, white collar, you know? So like I know my parents are workers. My dad is from Ghana. My mom is a working woman. She has worked her way up. My mom is, I love her so much. I think she's one of the most intelligent people on this planet. And she just has this very natural feminine intuition and like just down to earth intelligence. So practical intelligence, like how to get around in this life. And but that's it. Like she never worked in an office or something like that. So I think if you come from that level of, or if you come from that background, maybe it's also hard for you to see that it's not even your knowledge. That's also like another level, knowledge, selling knowledge, being an expert at things, just like a lawyer or someone else, like a consultant. Your knowledge is the worth. But as an energy healer, it's also your knowledge, yes, but it's your pure essence. Again, if you've done the work, only if you've done the work, right? It's your pure embodiment, it's your essence the healing, that is the healing. And for me, I am currently doing an experiment with this, that people contact me, but What do you want? What do you want from me? Because to be honest, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but I want nothing from you. You have nothing to offer me. You have nothing to that I need or want. The only thing I want is money. And I really say this very honestly because all I want is to live on this planet. All I want is to be able to live on this planet freely. And I want my existence to be acknowledged with money. And this doesn't come from an ego place. It comes from a very pure place. And people contact me, but most people never acknowledge my level of, I don't know how to say it, like the level of purity, the level of healing that I offer. You don't only want to talk to me because you want to talk to me. You know that my energy, my standpoint, my clarity, my stability, my strong viewpoint and foundation about things, it gives you assurance about whatever you feel. The things that I say are words that you have never put together, but you have felt it. These are the things that someone like you and me, that's what we do for people. And I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to acknowledge it. I do acknowledge it now. So I am in this cocoon phase again, really getting away from everybody. If you have nothing to offer to me, I don't want to spend my energy on you. I don't even want to acknowledge your existence because it's mental energy that I spend on you. And this might sound harsh to some people, but I don't care. I just want to say that. And this is the part of me that died, the part of people pleasing and being afraid that if I'm being too honest, too savagely honest, that I will be kicked out of the group, that I will be kicked out of the tribe. And this is our deepest fear as human beings, that we are afraid to stand alone because our human DNA knows that when we are kicked out of the tribe, we will probably die because a human being in the savage wilderness alone is probably going to die. That's a memory in our cells. It's a cellular memory. So I just want you to understand that whatever is blocking you from being fully authentically you, and I've done a deep meditation on this today, that most of the time our soul, like really our deepest being, again, the savage beast, this part of ourselves that we've found activated and really gotten to know in our journey through the underworld, that part is actually really like the potent, the very potent and powerful energy of our soul. But we're still trying to mask it with the niceness. And both is good. Both is okay. Both is fine. I have realized that as well. It's good to be able to play all of who you are. That is the mastery of this planet, right? To play all of the masks that you have available. But it's important for you to know who you are and not to get it twisted in the game and to lose yourself in the masks that you have put on. But at the end of the day, when you go to bed, that you know who you really are. And I believe that who we really are is both, right? We are the light, and especially like the purer you are, the more shadow work you have done, the more you have cleared the space, the more you embody both the savage, the beast, the full human animal part. And at the same time, your light, Your purity, your love. It's about love. Don't get me wrong. Even if it sounds brutal and savage, what I'm talking about, my love is so pure. My love is so pure, so pure. I never think about harming anybody, but if I have to, like that's how I feel, but in more of it in a spiritual realm, because I believe it's being taken care of for me. But if I have to, I will. I will defend myself, or I will take care of myself no matter how, because I love myself so much. I love myself so much, and I believe that this is the divine mission. Again, for yourself, ask yourself, where are you still people pleasing? Where are you still afraid that if you say something raw like this, the people will cancel you, the people will like throw you out of the tribe, that you will be alone, left alone, that you will die, or that you need to protect yourself, or that you have to, again, we come back to sell your soul. Sell your soul. And selling your soul goes bit by bit. It is not necessarily one thing. It's called priming, right? I think it's called priming. That first people will be like, hey, drink this glass of alcohol, even though you don't drink. And then you're like, yeah, okay, like let me just drink. And then people will say, hey, here, maybe do this too, you know? And then you're gonna be like, yeah, it's not that bad. You know, it's just an example, but it can be very literal as well. And this is at the same time, again, also with sex, I have felt that for myself. Like people, you're not very sure if you like that person, but secretly, you maybe think being with this person could bring you an advantage in life. It's called social climbing, right? So you become a prostitute. Like I always bring it to the very end, right? It's of course you're not a prostitute, maybe going to work, but it is the same energy. And you can also be a prostitute, so-called. Just selling your soul at your 9-to-5 job or anything else. Like again, no judgment. You do what you got to do in order to survive. It's not about judgment. You know that. It's just to reflect that we are honestly reflecting on where are we slowly but surely giving away our energy. And I want you to be careful of that because again, if you found this podcast, I believe that you are meant for more and that you are especially meant to step into your own power. And stepping into your own power means to cut away everything that doesn't serve you and that just drains your energy. Yeah. So I don't want to keep long today. It was just some little food for thought that, first of all, love your mothers if they're still alive and if there's still a level of connection there, love them and give them their flowers today because life is short. And also realize that if you have went through the underworld, you're no longer the same. Also, for everybody listening, a part of me, Jonah Fatonji, died in the past years. I'm no longer the same person. And the purer my light gets, the stronger my shadow gets as well. That's just the reality of things. And it's not a shadow that I will hide or want to hide. No, I'm going to fully embrace it. And I'm gonna let the shadow protect the light. That's what it's for. And I want to invite you to contemplate this concept and to also feel into it for yourself. Where are you still playing pretend, the nice girl, the sweet girl, the innocent girl, just in order to maybe even pretend for yourself that know that you are not savage. Or because you're afraid that you will, be kicked out of the tribe. Or maybe you're afraid of your own power. There's so many things there. So that's it for today. I wish you a wonderful day, night, wherever you are. And I'm sending you infinite love. Again, I know that my message can be very savage and dark, and but just know that it's full of light, full of truth, full of truth. And I'm here to uplift. But I believe in first breaking down the ego so we can fully uplift. That's what I believe in. So I'm sending you so much love. Bye.